We're looking at areas that could get anywhere from 15 to 20 inches, maybe even 30 inches.
In addition to the rain and winds, forecasters say the storm surge could be deadly, with some areas already reporting flooding. President Trump today hosting the leaders of Israel, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates for a White House signing ceremony to normalize relations among the Middle East countries.
And so I think what Israel gets, the most important thing that they're getting by far is peace.
The president says he's confident more countries will join the so-called Abraham Accords in the near future. Palestinians have expressed opposition to the agreement. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Hurricane Sally will have a profound effect on our weather, but it's a very slow system indeed as it aims for landfall on the coast. Today, random scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Breezy, high temperature held down to 84. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight, low 71. Tomorrow night and Thursday, flash flood watch. Windy, locally heavy rainfall. Rainfall amounts could be excessive. Threat of some tropical spin-up tornadoes as well. The rain continues Thursday night but starts to slack up a bit on Friday. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant notifications for watches and warning. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery County EMA will transition to a 24-hour standby mode as Hurricane Sally approaches the state. EMA Director Christina Thornton is warning people who live in low-lying areas of the flash flooding threat. Montgomery police say they've found the body of a missing Alabama State University student. Police say the body of 22-year-old Adam Dowdle Jr. was found Monday afternoon in the 800 block of Hutchinson Street. They've now opened a death investigation in the case. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 126,000 confirmed coronavirus cases statewide. More than 8,000 of those cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,200 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, this is Chase, General Manager of Second Chance Auto Sales in the capital city of Montgomery, Alabama. When it comes to advertising our business, Blue Water Broadcasting is our number one choice. We have used Blue Water for several years, and they have definitely helped increase traffic into our business. I definitely recommend giving Blue Water a call for all your marketing needs.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks. Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Auto. We are constantly getting calls about what we do. Well, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions. We sell almost all brands of tires, including Michelin, Cooper, Toyo, Nitto, and more. We also do those pesky check engine light and tire sensor lights. So if you need vehicle repair, tire suspension, front end alignment, brakes, water pump, or that pesky check engine light to go off, call us. AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville or Montgomery. Or check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Not really. Here is April Marie Fogle filling in for Dan Morris today and for the rest of the month. As Dan focuses on healing and recovering from his surgery, he is doing well. My sitting in this seat in here is not a reflection of his health. It is, in fact, just a reflection of the fact he needs some rest. So says I. But I do intend to call him and call on him for expertise and opinions as shows go on. So I said to Joey during the break, I asked him, do you know who Andrew Gillum is? Which he does. The former Democrat candidate for governor of Florida, who was seen as sort of the next coming of Obama. He is this very, I've actually known Andrew. So I went to school at FSU. I've known Andrew for years, personally known him for years, supported him in his earliest days as a candidate. I've known him since we were in our 20s. And it was so sad. I mean, there's not another word for it. I get frustrated when people celebrate the downfall of someone they see as a political foe or enemy. First off, again, remember your humanity, people. Remember your humanity. And if you're Christian, remember your Christianity. Remember the messages of the Bible more often than not are about forgiveness or about less judgment or about, you know, the moments of Jesus and the people he surrounded himself with, if anything, was showing grace and mercy. And so when people celebrate another's downfall, no matter what their politics are, I find it discouraging. I run Alabama Today news site. And when the Governor Bentley's scandal was going on, many of us knew about it early on. And I was like, I don't celebrate in this. And I did an op-ed to the extent that said our news coverage is going to focus on the governor's actions as it affects taxpayers, as it affects the state. I'm going to leave his marriage and his relationships and his escapades to himself. Now, I did have a little bit of fun with one of his press conferences in which I just could not get over the I love all my staff.
Staff equally, yeah.
Because that one was just too good to pass up. But by and large, the situation I didn't touch. And there have been other situations in the state where individuals have gotten, you know, caught up in things in which I don't respond because I feel like we're all imperfect people. And in the case of Andrew Gillum, he is certainly an imperfect person. Before I get to this story, I'm going to take John Dee's call. John Dee's probably calling to weigh in on our last conversation on Black Lives Matters and that sort of thing. How's it going, John Dee?
Going fine. Yeah, let me say this about Gillum. I was very impressed with him as a candidate. And thought, you know, hey, he almost won. I will tell you, though, my concern about his personal behavior has nothing to do with the events that led up to this announcement and whatever happened in the hotel room. While that's reckless and irresponsible, that's his business, okay?
I agree.
And especially, he's no longer a candidate for public office. What I do have a problem with is your interactions with an FBI undercover.
The earlier interactions.
Right. Not an informant. There's a big difference, April Marie, an FBI undercover agent and an FBI
I believe there informant. Were two of them. And if you look at the pictures, they look like they were straight out of an old California Hollywood movie.
Right. When an FBI undercover agent enters your life,
That is not a good sign. John D., we are on the same page there. There are a couple things in life that are big red flags. Like if you're watching a race car driver, you know, they're raising the big red flags as opposed to checkered flags go up when it becomes public knowledge that you've been interacting for a year or more with undercover FBI agents, taking trips with them, hanging out in hotels and bars with them. Not a good sign.
No. And that, you know, that is to me, the real red flag here. And I'll tell you another one that just, and this is totally unrelated, but with the election, you know, we hear all this supposed bad news, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just think it's funny that when you look at things and you go, well, gosh, you know, why is Trump 5 points ahead of Biden on the economy when we've been in a self-induced recession for 3 months?
So yeah, since March.
Right. I mean, or longer, but you know what I mean, the self-induced part.
Yeah.
And you look at that, and if I was with Biden, I'd go, warning sign, danger, right. Will Robinson.
Right.
People don't trust you on the economy, and this is like the worst economy we've seen since 2008. And you know, you hear about all these states where we're supposedly in trouble. You hear about the money. But, you know, Biden, some of the states that he has spent all this money in, he's falling further behind.
Right. Well,
by the way, to back all that up, though, go to CNN. You don't hear any of that right now. They've moved on to climate change, the hurricane, the fires. In other words, if one thing doesn't work, they skip to another.
Exactly.
That's why I check in with them every day.
And that is one of those very, I'm looking at a headline right now, and it says, global warming didn't start those California fires. Arson did. Incompetence did. Let's not, everybody quick to rush to climate change. Come on. Give me a break. This is just, that those headlines in that conversation is related to nothing but the election, because the Democrats see they are losing. And they can't, win on the economy.
Right. Final thought is this, for all your listeners, check in with CNN every day. It's a talking points memo for the Democratic Party and for the Biden campaign. And look at that, and look at what they're talking about. And that ought to tell you, you know, as I said, final saying here, when Richard Nixon's smoking gun tape came out, they didn't have any analysis, right?
Right.
They
didn't need one.
They statement out. Played the tape. He's done. Gone. Okay? Check, please. And that's why I think when you watch CNN, when the Woodward stuff came out, and then you see this analysis, Trump's presidency in trouble by Harry Enten, or Stephen Collinson. Hey, I love it when I see those, April Marie, because that tells me we're winning.
I agree.
Because they've got to tell us why Trump's in trouble. You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much, John D. I appreciate you calling. So, you know, John D. reminded me, and do you remember when the big discussion, which of course led was going on during the impeachment stuff, of the phone call, and then they released the transcripts and the whistleblower.
Mm-hmm.
Did he ask another country to investigate Biden? And what, you know, was the phone call perfect? You use that perfect phone call audio for a while. I remember when I would do the news and views
with
you guys.
It was a perfect phone call.
It was a perfect phone call, yeah.
It was the best phone call ever. It's like the phone call you'd want a president to make.
Yeah, it was perfect. It was perfect.
They impeached me over a perfect phone call.
It was perfect. Yeah. Yeah. So I could have you do that every day. As a matter of fact, the next 3 weeks, we're going to listen to Joey Clark
do that impression
every day. No, just kidding. But here, the transcripts came out, and it was a big nothing burger, right? Like, it was like, oh, my gosh, what did he say that was so awful that everybody's losing? No. I mean, it was like, well, that's awkward. Awkward is different than awful. And awful is different than impeachable. And I still feel to this day, and John Deep brings up a point, that almost everything they've thrown at Trump has come with hours and hours and article after article of commentary to tell you why it's so bad.
Right.
And that probably should not be necessary.
It should speak for itself.
It should speak for itself.
Right.
Like, if something is awful, you don't have to tell me it's awful. I can see it with my own eyes, the same eyes that can see the headlines on CNN talking about peaceful protest when there are, you know, Molotov cocktails in the background or people yelling in the faces of law enforcement. It's a very bizarro situation. And, I said yesterday, to me, the greatest line of 2020 is play stupid games, win stupid prizes. I said that when I saw, did you see the video of the man who jumped on the hood of the squad car and got knocked off?
Mm-hmm.
If not, I'll send it to you. It's phenomenal, okay? I tweeted it. If you are not following me, you can go look for it there. You guys, again, it's like playing with fire. We teach kids this very early on, okay? If my kids are playing in the driveway and someone drives up, they literally will say, hey, gotta move. You know, my daughter will say to my sons, gotta move. You don't want to be smushed.
Right.
You don't want to be hurt. And yet we have adult protesters standing in front of vehicles on the regular, okay? Regularly. And they're going to call you awful names and say awful things about your character if you try to move that vehicle. Don't get in front of moving cars, people. It's that easy. Simple. It's the little things in life, the common sense things that we teach children that apparently adults all around the country are having trouble with. And I don't understand it. And I don't know that I will ever understand it. It's a very frustrating thing. You've got April Marie Fogle here filling in for Dan Morris. And when I come back, we have 45 more minutes to chat. I want to chat about this Andrew Gillum the Andrew Gillum story. I started on that before we took that call, and I got off on a tangent. We'll talk about Andrew Gillum, and really, there's a couple things I want to talk about, so you're going to want to stay tuned. You've got April Marie Fogle. Be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Noise Corporation of the South. That is the name that you need to remember. Why? Because John Williams solves problems. You may have great credit or not so great credit. John Williams helps you secure a mortgage that fits your needs. Mortgage Corporation of the South specializes in helping those whose credit is not so good. Because, as he has said on my show many, many times, people have things happen in their lives. It's not your fault. And he looks at solutions, not at past problems. I have personally sent several friends to John Williams because they have not been able to get their home refinanced due to credit rating. He is helping them repair their credit and get back on track. But if you have good credit, Mortgage Corporation of the South is your place to go. The level of service is outstanding. You need to call John at 567-9000, 567-9000. Give John Williams a call at Mortgage Corporation of the South.
NMLS number 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good. The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is James Jones with Jones Drugs. We've got locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, and Montgomery, and soon to be Phenix City. My dad told me once if I wanted the whole world to know anything, to tell my aunt. Well, I don't have my aunt here, but I've got the next best thing, Blue Water Broadcasting. They have helped us grow the Jones Drug family in this area for over 10 years. Thank you, Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey said he wanted me to sing earlier. He will regret that. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. We are just a little over a half hour left of today's show. But don't you worry. I will be back tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. Does that bring us to Friday or Saturday? And then the next several weeks after that. I started talking about the Andrew Gillum interview because there are several things. First off, I mentioned this, I believe the personal lives, there's something to be said for discretion in the way in which the media handles the personal lives of individuals who are no longer necessarily in the public eye. Right. Now, when Andrew had his situation, he was still very much in the public eye. He was still very outspoken on, there's an amendment, a constitutional amendment in Florida to give felons back the right to vote. Okay, and the Republicans, when they were doing the legislative process to enact that law, so basically creating the statutes that would then implement that law, they said, here's the deal, Joey, if you went and built a church out of, you know, $5,000 and you got 30 days in jail and you had to repay that $5,000, you couldn't come out of jail and vote until you have paid that restitution part back to the church.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
And the liberals went nuts. They called it a poll tax. They said that requiring felons to pay back the restitution or the court and or the court cost is money, because there's money involved, now is the same thing as a poll tax. Joey's got a really funny look on his face.
No, I mean, you need to make the people who you wronged whole.
Correct. Before you get your rights back.
I mean, it's the idea of rehabilitation and serving your time.
It's a part of the sentence.
Right.
So that is what, and ultimately this past week, the court upheld that. It went all the way to the state Supreme Court, and earlier this week they upheld it and said, you do have to pay your fees. And the Democrats went nuts because they didn't want that to be a part of it. They wanted to just open the rolls up and come November, every felon who had served their jail time and had gotten out could now vote. I'm adamantly opposed to that. My theory is you've stolen from someone, you've taken from someone, you have large amounts of court costs. You have to pay that, okay? Right. It's just it is a part of your sentence. You get jail and restitution. That is a part of your sentence. And that's what the court declared. So prior to his unfortunate hotel room situation, Andrew Gillum was raising money and going out and doing things in support of felons so that they could get their right back to vote. And he was doing a big get-out-the-vote effort. So he's still in the public eye. He still was very much a part of the Florida political process. But he wasn't on a ballot. He was just kind of a figure in the background. So he gets caught in a hotel room with drugs and a hooker, naked, stoned/drunk out of his mind. And he goes to rehab. Okay, lots of good people need rehab.
Sure.
I am a huge supporter of mental health and substance abuse treatment programs. I am a big supporter in the fact that you can recover and be an active and great part of society, contributing part of society with those issues. So I'm not going to fault Andrew Gillum. He says, he comes out and publicly says, after I lost my race, I got into a deep depression, started drinking too much. Life happened. And I'm like, okay, happens to the best of the people. I know some incredible people with substance abuse issues, drug addiction or substance abuse issues. Not going to write you off for that. The reason I'm talking about this is, so yesterday there was an article, or yesterday there was the interview. So he did an interview with Tamron Hall. It is an hour and 35 minutes. And the opening clip is actually kind of gut-wrenching for me as somebody who knows Andrew personally, because he's clearly just been crying. He's, his eyes are red and he's crying. And this is kind of a come clean, I have made mistakes, I don't want to be judged by my mistakes alone. What's interesting to me about this interview is the way the liberal media, and I say liberal because it's like all of the usual suspects, right, have made the story about an announcement he made, a one-minute kind of proclamation in this whole situation where he comes out as bisexual. So every LGBTQ outlet in the country is celebrating this moment. And to me, it's such... It's like you are picking out one moment in an interview where there's so much more depth and substance than his sexuality. I don't think I needed him to come out and say he was bisexual. I don't think I needed to know his wife gives him permission to do extramarital things. I don't think I needed any of that information. I am glad that somebody who had substance abuse is out there talking about it. I am glad he is out there saying, don't let this moment define my whole life. Don't let it redefine me and what I've accomplished to date. I feel like there's a really powerful story to be told in Andrew Gillum's circumstances, and yet the media hones in on one thing. Headline on CNN, Andrew Gillum says he identifies as bisexual. And all of the media outlets run with this. And I'm just like, really? That's your takeaway? Your takeaway isn't that a strong, influential man, black man, not that I know that, not that race is important, but struggled with substance abuse, went to rehab, and came out and is ready to be sober and live his life and recontribute. No, they're going to talk about his sexuality? What? What? And can you imagine? I mean, look at the Jerry Falwell stuff. Look at the hypocrisy of the media went nuts over his photograph. And he had a photograph of him holding what he described as colored water, but it could have been an alcoholic beverage. They went nuts over a photograph and, you know, insisted he resigned from his position at the university and insisted that this was a terrible thing for life. And then, of course, the crazy rumors about him and his wife came out. And that was fodder for days.
Yes.
And yet you look at how they treat Andrew Gillum and... There's no mention of the drugs. There's no mention of the past. So I read the transcript of the interview. You know, he talks about, he doesn't remember 3 hours from that night. He doesn't remember certain things. He can't speak to the drugs. There's some things he just doesn't speak to. To me, it's like the hypocrisy, the frustrating hypocrisy of how people treated Jerry Falwell versus Andrew Gillum.
Well, if you're on the right team, or you say the right party, and you carry that party line even through your troubles, they can redeem and rejuvenate anybody. And I truly believe in personal redemption, and if you have substance abuse, mental illness, other issues, marital issues, whatever it is, it shouldn't just be fodder for the press. You should be able to work those out, and if you come on the other side of that, it's a great, powerful story. But it seems to me they're very quick in the press to try to rejuvenate Mr. Gillum, and I'm not sure exactly why, but it's amazing what you can get away with in this country if you're on the right team.
Well, and that's just it. And if you fit, if you kind of check one of their priority boxes in terms of messaging, like if you, you know, right, this is a very LGBTQ-friendly article. They took one moment out of the story, and that's what they're focused on, and it's just a weird story. Clint, we have to... Do we have time for...
Yeah, I think we have time.
Okay, let's take Clint. Clint, how's it going? Clint, you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I didn't hear you beep in. Thanks.
Well, we are here. How's it going, Clint?
Pretty good, young lady. And, hey, you telling a few minutes ago about... having a felony on your record.
Yep.
And the way I look at it, I have friends. They have their felons.
Okay.
But they went to jail. They served their time. They got out. They paid the fines. But, yeah, they still cannot vote. And you said the Democrats are trying to hold that up. I think a person, if you do your time, pay your fines, you already pay your debt to society.
Yeah,
you should be able to vote again.
Well, what the Democrats are saying is that you shouldn't, that part of paying your debt doesn't include paying your actual financial debt. That if you, the time you served should allow you to get your voting rights back, regardless of whether or not you pay back in restitution the victims or pay the court cost. And Republicans, and I agree with this, say it's all part of the sentence. The sentence itself is jail time and restitution. And thankfully, yes, the state Supreme Court agreed.
Yes, yeah, that's the way it should be. And if you person goes through that, you should be able to vote again. I mean,
right. And in Florida,
you're still a citizen. You're still a human being. You know, you don't pay everything you're supposed to pay, no matter what the crime you committed. But you should be able to vote for who you want to vote for.
And that is allowed in Florida.
So in Florida, they passed a constitutional amendment to allow felons, with the exception of violent felons. Mm-hmm. But they.
How about Alabama?
I actually do not know. Honestly,
I doubt it.
I will find out for you, Clint. Before during the next commercial break, I'll find out for you.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you. With that, we are going to go to commercial break. You've got April Marie Fogel here for our final half an hour of today's show. But stay tuned. Lots more to talk about on the flip side.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello everybody, this is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
How would you like to rev up your fall behind the wheel of a brand new Ford Mustang? Then come play Mustang Madness this September at Wind Creek Montgomery, because we're giving away a 2020 Ford Mustang. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then, on Sunday, September 27th, you could drive home in a beautiful new Mustang. So come play Mustang Madness, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
This is your roving reporter. Today, I'm speaking with the Loch Ness Monster.
Hello!
Now, you live out here in the loch.
Well, it's really a lake.
But they call it a loch.
Yeah, lake, loch, whatever floats your boat.
And being an aquatic creature, you probably don't have many places to keep your money.
Well, I used to keep it in the lake.
Loch.
Yeah, whatever. But it got kind of soggy, so I decided to make a change.
Where do you keep your money now?
My friend David Ernest looks after my money for me.
Really?
Yeah, really. I just call him at 279-7431, and he takes care of the rest. I never have to leave the lake.
Locked.
Whatever.
So your advice to everyone and creatures like yourself?
Call Call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he will take care of your money for you. He will lock it in.
Don't you mean lake it in?
Well, now, that's just stupid.
Call David Ernest, 279-7431. Mind if I ask you a question?
Oh, no, go ahead, shoot.
Do you know Bigfoot?
I think we're friends on Facebook.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
As a minimalist, paying less for insurance is more.
Nice place. Is your house a bubble?
It's a dome. I find corners unnecessary.
At Liberty Mutual, that's how we feel about overpaying for insurance.
But I do miss having shelves.
What would you put on them?
Nothing, obviously.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Hi, I'm Marquita Wilson, the owner of Five Star Bail Bonds. And when it comes to advertising my business, I advertise with the best, Blue Water Broadcasting. My number one choice. Blue Water have definitely helped increase my business. Give Blue Water a call today.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Hurricane Sally will have a profound effect on our weather, but it's a very slow system indeed as it aims for landfall on the coast. Today, random scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Breezy, high temperature held down to 84. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight, low 71. Tomorrow night and Thursday, flash flood watch, windy, locally heavy rainfall. Rainfall amounts could be excessive. Threat of some tropical spin-up tornadoes as well. The rain continues Thursday night but starts to slack up a bit on Friday. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant notifications for watches and warning. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm digging the music. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. We are down to our final half hour with April Marie here filling in for Dan Morris. If you missed it earlier, again, Dan is doing well, but I will be here for the rest of the month letting him rest up and heal. I saw while we were talking here that Trump gave a speech, and we're going to play a part of this this Trump speech because it's Trump being Trump.
Okay.
Well, you know what's going to happen. On November 4th, they'll open up everything. They're just doing it. On November 4th, they'll announce everything's open now. You know, we were only kidding. The fact is that November 4th, you're going to see it's going to all open up. It's going to all open up. It's politics. So if you know, and as Hispanic Americans, you know better than anybody, we implemented historic tax cuts and regulation cuts, the biggest in the history of our country. And we built opportunity zones that have really benefited your state and a lot of other states. And it's been great for everybody, really, African Americans. And if you look at the African American, it's what they've done and how that's benefited them. I was helped by Tim Scott of South Carolina. And he's a fantastic senator. And he came in the idea of the opportunity zone, but for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, and really everybody, it's been a tremendous success. Before the China virus came in, we achieved the lowest Hispanic American unemployment rate ever recorded, ever. Not even close.
So this is clearly Trump in Arizona.
This is the Latinos for Trump event,
yes.
Right?
I saw many of faces. We played 1 minute, and Joey had like five. What? Well, I'm not sure about the faces. So let's start with what he started with. We're going to open back up November 4th. I think to some extent, more things will open up with some of the Democrats who have things closed now that probably shouldn't be closed. Do we go back to normal on November 4th? No.
Right.
If you are listening to me, and you love Trump, and you take everything he says literally, I'm going to say coronavirus will not disappear November 4th. I love you. I want it to be gone as much as the next guy I do, but it will not be gone on the 4th, on November 4th. I think that, again, and we've seen some of these politicians say, well, you know, after the election, the schools will open back up. What? We've seen teachers unions demanding things that have absolutely nothing to do with COVID. And I feel like, again, that's showing their hand. They're not even making a secret out of some of this.
But here's what I listened to Trump. I was making faces because the audio is not fantastic. But here's the deal. I think Trump's making the point that, oh, I'm sure it'll all open up on November 4th. He's essentially making the point, and I hear what you're saying.
They're playing politics.
They're playing politics, and it's very clear they're playing politics.
Yeah, there are many people playing politics in many places. But I don't know that, again, COVID's not gone away November 4th, but the people who are playing politics, I think they, who are holding liberal places particularly hostage to the situation, not opening up schools, not opening up businesses. You've got New York numbers at record lows, and yet they're still playing politics with the businesses open and the schools opening. We've got people doing virtual schools that really could be in person. I think the CDC has made clear that by and large, most everybody could be in person learning right now. It's a very odd thing. The second thing he talked about was opportunity zones. We actually have opportunity zones being funded in Alabama. And I think that they're worth talking about in and of itself, that these are places that are going to get money. Almost like you got a bad area that can be, and I say bad area meaning an area that is run down, businesses have left, homes are being abandoned for whatever reason. This is happening in downtowns, just normal downtowns, things moving and closing. Let's make an opportunity zone out of it. Let's improve the home values of those around. Let's decrease crime by bringing in businesses and industry and giving those areas more room for growth. That's a good thing, and that was a Trump thing. We've got Keith on the line. How's it going, Keith? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you today?
I am doing well. How are you?
Good. Love your show. Love your show.
Thank you.
You know, COVID-19, yes, it's real, but we have other illnesses out there. Look at tuberculosis. You know how many people have died of tuberculosis in March this year?
I do not know.
1.5 million worldwide.
Worldwide. Okay.
Okay.
Have we put masks on? Have they shut anything down for us?
Okay. In 2017, no. Only 515 deaths of TB, though.
That's 2017. Tuberculosis is making a comeback, is it not?
Do you know, Keith, off the top of your head, where that is in the world?
Well, it was just, when I read it off of Google, it was just talking about all the diseases, and it just stated worldwide there was 1.5 million since March of tuberculosis. And they said majority of it's coming up from South America.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we have a TB vaccine, right?
I believe so.
Yes, but the anti-vaxxers use it. I mean, they're coming across California in droves. They were. They're not so much now. But were we shutting schools down? Duty storm?
No. Now, I am one of those people who I think COVID is a world of its own. In that it is deadlier to those. And it's interesting. I've seen a lot lately that say one of the biggest comorbidities of those who are dying of COVID is obesity. And we have a huge obesity problem, no pun intended. We have a big obesity problem in our country and then in our state particularly. We have an obesity problem.
We also have a huge vitamin D deficiency in our country, too.
I started vitamin D months ago, and I saw where Fauci said, he said, you know, all the other treatments out there, I'll leave that alone. But I do personally take vitamin D, and I do personally take vitamin C. And I thought that was a good message.
But why didn't he say that at the beginning? I mean, I take vitamin D. I take 5,000 U.S. days.
You know, why didn't he say that at the beginning? Could be a whole 3-hour show when it comes to the CDC and the federal government. You know, and I say that, you know, I don't mean to mock them, but it's true. Why didn't they say that in the beginning in terms of what they meant by save the mask? You know, so many people won't wear masks because in the beginning they misrepresented the efficiency of masks. So many people, we had a caller yesterday who didn't understand the difference between a mask in a hospital environment and the mask for COVID, and the reason the viral drops are different than the stuff you get on your hands and germs in a sterile environment. And I think that messaging-wise, man, we will be studying, I say we being communications professionals, those of us who do this for a living, we'll be studying this for years to come, the messaging failures of those who were in charge of the response. And again, I don't put that on Trump necessarily, though I do feel like he could have been stronger, but especially the healthcare professionals who should have articulated better the risk and the risk factors.
These doctors and scientists know about vitamin D.
Yeah.
And they should have been saying it from the beginning. Y'all start getting your vitamin D in you. Yeah, you still might get it, but you're not going to get the harm.
It's bad. Well, and I think, again, a lot of people don't realize when they said risk factors, obesity wasn't one they constantly talked about. They talked about heart disease, and they talked about diabetes and things that kind of danced around the word obesity.
Right.
And people with obesity tend to have heart disease or diabetes,
right,
but not every time. And obesity has turned out to be one of the biggest risk factors associated with COVID.
Right.
Well, thanks.
I've got COPD and heart disease.
Oh, goodness, and Keith. You do not go out unless you have to.
I work in the public. I'm in factories every day. I'm around Hyundai plant, the Coca-Cola plant. I'm around people all day long. And I take plenty of vitamin D, vitamin C. I wash my hands. I stay away from people.
Oh, goodness.
No, I don't get in their face.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and one of the things that I've learned and that our school is using is they're using what's called the 15-minute rule, where you're one-on-one interacting, talking to somebody. If you limit it to under 15 minutes, even if they have COVID, you're less likely to get it. So, you know, quick, short conversations, as far away from the person as you can be.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
All right, you take care of yourself.
You have a fantastic rest of the day. Love hearing you.
Thank you so much. All right, we got my friend Randall on the line. Hello, Randall. How's it going?
Hello there. That puts you in a different mood when you hear that kind of talk to me, dog.
Randall, your connection here is not great. Did you do something different?
Uh-uh. How about not?
No, it's like you're over-distorted or over-modulated. Too much distortion.
Oh, okay. All right, man. Well, all right. I'll call you. I'll
work back tomorrow then. All right. Thank you, Randall. That was odd. I don't know what was going on with his phone there.
We could not hear you, Randall, which is sad because Randall has one of those voices.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Randall himself had a show, first off, if Randall himself had a show, it would be like, is that very calm, very, it's a very Randall
voice.
Oh,
no, you need to get to know Randall more.
No, I like myself some Randall.
I love Randall, but calm is not the word I would use. Love you, buddy, but come on.
Okay, we're going to go back to the Trump audio and see what else he has to say. He, at some point, he's going to take a pretty strong hit here at Biden, according to The Hill. Let's hear what he says.
Over 600,000 Hispanic Americans were lifted out of poverty in that short period of time. That's a record. All records, Hispanic American ownership, home ownership reached an all-time high, and that includes Artie's home, okay? That includes the home. Okay, that must be a nice home. I want to see that home. But it's the highest home ownership ever in the history of our country for Hispanic American. We built the greatest economy in history, and now we're doing it again. So it's called Make America Great Again, and I say Make America Great Again and Again. You do it again and again. And we added, as you probably heard, we added 3.3 million jobs for Hispanic Americans in the last 4 months. That's a record. So we're coming back very, very strong. I call it the Super V. In July, I launched the White House Hispanic Prosperity Initiative to improve
Super V, a V-shaped recovery. Like, you know, the chart goes down and then it'll go back up real quick. And instead of a U, that's a slow recovery of Super V.
If you guys could see the look on my face right now.
It's a super V. It's not just a normal V. It's like, you know, when I went at the wall, it became a fence. But not just any fence, a very powerful fence.
I got nothing. Keep going.
All right.
I got nothing.
Access to education and economic development and opportunity for all Hispanic Americans. It's been a very big success. We have great people on the board. And we have that Biden would, as you know, terminate this recovery because if a doctor said, let's shut it down. We have all these records. We have retail sales records, everything. He said he'd shut it down. Can't shut it down. Peaceful protesters. Have you seen his peaceful protesters? These are not. They'll rip down your community. Many of these are Hispanic American small businesses, stores, shops, and they rip them down and they call it peaceful protesting. You see some of these reporters on television, they're saying, yes, this has been a peaceful protest. And over his shoulder, you know, it's a pretty famous clip. The entire city is burning down. And these are all Democrat mayors, super liberal usually, but Democrat mayors and governors. Republicans are doing very well. Republican cities and states are doing incredibly well. We're at records. We have been at records. We will be at records. And we don't have anything like this. Nobody's ever seen anything like this. And we've sent the National Guard into Minneapolis. And we ended it after a week and a half. They should have called it sooner. We would solve the problem in Portland in, I say, less than a half an hour.
Less than half an hour. That's not ambitious right there. You know, here's the thing. And you and I have discussed this. I listened to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you could get this point across without the theatrics. I could get this done in less than half an hour. What? What are you planning on doing? I could get this done in less than half an hour.
We put the National Guard in there.
Oh, did you see how that worked last time? All right. Keep playing them.
Well, no, we have to hit a break.
Oh, no, we've got a break. Okay, yeah. You're right. Hard break. We will be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello and good afternoon. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me today. It has been a blast. If you missed the announcement earlier, I will be here for the next 3 weeks. Please do call and chat with me. And you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Parler at April Marie, APRYLMARIE. There is so much happening in our state, in our country. I've said throughout the show, and I'm going to say it repeatedly until you guys call me and tell me to stop. It's not all negative. It's not. We don't live in a negative country. There are people who wish to turn it that way. But one of the things when I listen to Trump is, and it's kind of what he was trying to say in the Woodward interviews, right, is he likes a level of optimism. And if you did the side-by-side of the DNC, the convention versus the RNC convention, it was there. The level of optimism versus pessimism. The Democrats are like, things are bad. Everybody hates everybody. The economy is awful. COVID's going to kill us all. And I think there is there's an audience for that. But hopefully the listeners to today's show and this channel in general are not the kind of listeners that motivates them, that is something they internalize. Optimism is a good thing. And, you know, maybe Trump is a little too optimistic. He's going to get rid of these hot mess situations in half an hour. It just makes me laugh. It makes me laugh. There is a level of optimism that I continue to have. And I think it's why, at the end of the day, when I talk to people about what keeps me in politics, when I see the frustration of things failing, I get very incredibly frustrated. And actually, I'm going to make a point. I'm going to make myself a note to talk about legislative issues here in the state of Alabama. I get very frustrated when things that are good and right don't get done, you know, and sometimes we don't talk about why. You know, why are we not a concealed carry state, permitless concealed carry state, constitutional carry? You know why? Because the sheriffs fight it. It is a money maker for the sheriffs, and they fight it. We have to figure out a way to support our law enforcement while not also hurting our constitutional rights. We can talk about that as a state. I'm optimistic one of these days we can get that done. Why, as a state, is our transparency records so awful? Right now, don't know if you know this, cities and counties fight it. It's a moneymaker for them to get to charge for public records. And they also, they're scared of this great big boogeyman that is people coming from out of state to request records. I'm like, really? That's your concern? You're fighting transparency and accountability because of a big bag boogeyman that probably doesn't exist that's going to ask for records? That, again, so what if they do? I like to remain optimistic that we can get good things done, that the good guys can win, that we can solve the problems that, in theory, the BLM movement is all about in terms of racial equality. I am optimistic good things can happen because we are all good people and we are a good country. And I say we are all a good we are all good people. Okay, maybe not everybody's good. Joey's laughing at me.
Yeah.
No, okay, maybe not everybody's good. But the majority of people are good. I believe that. I truly believe that. Now, you can turn on the news any given day, mainly Fox News or any other conservative outlet, and see the people are not so good, setting fires around the country and doing other crazy things. But by and large, the person next to you in the shopping line, they want to get home. They want to feed their families. They want to succeed in life. They want their kids to succeed in life. And if we focus on that, if we focus on what could be in our country, what we could do for one another, if we saw the person next to us with a Biden bumper sticker and didn't judge them harshly, and we remembered our humanity, I think we could get great things done. And again, it comes back to because we are a great country. And of all the things we talked about today, you know, the Gillum thing still gets me. The headlines miss the point. The point is that one mistake shouldn't define us all. It also is we should be more tolerant of one another, regardless of party politics. Looking at the BLM movement as a whole, we should be focused on solutions. That was kind of the point of my thing today. Looking at Trump, Trump focused the majority of that speech on positive things, on believing in our country and believing in our economy and believing that opportunity zones will work and believing in the entrepreneurs of our country, the small business owners, the backbone of our country. I love that about him.
Yes.
There aren't a lot of things I love about him, but I do love that about him. And I assure you, he did much better job than Hillary would have done over the years. But I believe we, as a country, we can have more to agree on than disagree on in terms of politics. I thank you for listening to me today. Again, you can find me at Alabama Today. That's altoday.com, on Facebook, Twitter, and Parler at April Marie. You have been listening to News Talk 93.1 with April Marie Fogel and Joey Clark.
Yes.
And I will be back again tomorrow in the next 3 weeks. So please do call in and stay tuned, and I will talk to you then.
Very good. And as always, Greg Budell, the great, the captain, as I used to call him.
The Greg Budell.
He's next.
All right, stay tuned. You guys are not going to want to miss him.